Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
Blinded by the light. You know, I said for a long time that the biggest global threat we faced was China. I began saying that when I was young. You know, I was probably 15, 18 years old, young, when I realized that that was the biggest threat coming. Of course, the politicians probably realized that as well, but didn't pay much attention to it. When one person in four on the planet is Chinese, or was at the time, I mean, that told you a lot. Still a huge population. And their power in Hollywood and academia and the Democratic Party cannot be overstated. Frank Vernuccio here, the editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, good morning.
Steve, it's great to be with you again.
Good to have you. I was on your program here a couple of days ago. Really enjoyed spending time with you. And you've been a great contributor to this program for a long time. Tell me about this, about China being connected to Hollywood, to academia, you know, higher education, being connected, frankly, to the Democrat Party.
You know, this isn't something that you have to really dig deep to find. You see Chinese money invested heavily in Hollywood. Is it any wonder, by the way, that so many of the Hollywood elite kowtow to China? On college campuses throughout the United States, there are things called Confucius Institutes. These are centers of propaganda, essentially, on college campuses, owned and operated by the Chinese government. That's pretty clear, pretty sharp right there. You don't have to, again, dig very deep in this at all. You see, the former Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, while he was serving as Vice President, flew to China on a negotiating mission, brought his son, Hunter Biden, along with him. Hunter Biden came back with a $1 billion deal in his pocket in an area of economics that he had no expertise in whatsoever.
You know,
so this is really out there for all the world to see.
I think I'd like to travel with him. I think I'd like to travel and bring home a contract. I mean, gee, Frank, I mean, maybe we should just join the party. You know, come on. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but
not in last night's debate, but in the last debate, the prior debate, Joe Biden said, why are people worried about China? They're not going to eat our lunch. Well, you know, if your son was bringing home $1 billion from a company that were from a nation, I guess you wouldn't worry too much about it either.
Yeah, I guess not either. But there's a lot of question about how the Biden family was received in different places and different deals that were put together in the Ukraine and China, all over. And you have to wonder, are some of these chickens going to come home to roost at some point?
Well, I think they are. I believe that the Trump camp is probably praying that Biden does, in fact, get the nomination. He looked pretty unprepared last night at the Democrat debate. By the way, you know, Steve, in most cases, voters have to worry about what would happen if candidates are lying to them and they win and they don't do what they promised to do during their campaign.
Yeah.
This year, I think the voters have to worry about what would happen if some of those Democratic candidates actually win and fulfill their promises. That could be pretty deadly.
Could be. You know, I want to talk about being held to account. I want to shift gears with you just for a moment here, Frank. Frank Vernuccio here with us because of something that came across the wire yesterday. I know you saw it. I find it fascinating. And that is that the defiant Andrew McCabe is about to be held to account because the U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has recommended moving forward with charges, criminal charges against Andrew McCabe. He could be the first high-profile name, the first high-profile figure in the entire Russia mess to be held to account for everything that went on. What do you think?
You know, Steve, if some author wrote a book about an attempted coup against the elected government of the United States in which the ex-head of the CIA and the current head of the FBI conspired to bring a dossier prepared or paid for by the opposition campaign as a way of indicting the winner of the election, probably a publishing company would say, this is too far-fetched, it's garbage, go someplace else. That's what happened here. And if there's not some kind of bringing to justice moment about all this, you have to wonder about the entire justice system in the United States. And indeed, you should wonder about the justice system in the United States, particularly when you have someone like Hillary Clinton, who, of course, sold the basic ingredient of nuclear weapons to Russia and has faced no penalty for it whatsoever.
Well, that's because there are different standards of enforcement here in our country, as you well know. Frank Vernuccio here with us. But as I look at McCabe, obviously this is a very big deal. It was the lead story on this program because I think it's, though the Democrat debate is entertaining and these other topics are of importance and interest, nothing more interesting to me today than Andrew McCabe being held to account. And then you've got Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. And where would we be without Judicial Watch and the work that they've done? Saying that Rod Rosenstein wasn't joking when he was talking about wearing a wire and working on the 25th Amendment to oust the president of the United States. You know, Rod Rosenstein has tried very hard to dance down the line, but basically he's tap dancing down a razor blade, and he's in big trouble now himself, I believe.
Yeah, here's the ultimate side of that, though. Look, I spent 20 years in government. Something this significant does not occur as a freelance of some staffer. This has to be authorized from the very top. The question with McCabe is it going to stop there? This leads directly, or perhaps indirectly, but eventually, to the Oval Office itself. This would not have occurred without the knowledge of President Barack Obama. And you have to wonder, does the Justice Department have the guts to go all the way?
Well, and that's the real question. And based on what we're seeing with McCabe, when you say all the way, you mean all the way to the Oval Office. I'm going to side
that's
with the
exactly
fact that,
right.
You know, if that turns out to be true, I don't think I can come to a conclusion now because I don't know the facts and I don't want to speculate. But if it leads to the Oval Office, that'll be a time for reflection as a nation. How far do you go? Do you sit a former president in jail if it came to that, whether it's Barack Obama or, as the left would desire, Donald Trump? You know, they think that he's done something that's deserving. My point being is that the path you follow as a nation, or do you go with the Gerald Ford doctrine and, you know, set it all aside and move forward and live with the lessons and the pain? What do you think?
Well, if we're going to take examples of the past political scandals, it's generally an underling who takes the fall. I'm sure there is a level of deniability provided to the president and possibly the vice president as well. So I suspect that it would be very hard, just from a legal perspective, to actually get a conviction against the president of the United States or a former president of the United States. Nevertheless, I think the political embarrassment would be there. I don't think anyone rational who really studies government and politics would believe that this could occur without the knowledge of the Oval Office itself.
Well, you're probably, very good observation. Right. I think that's probably true. We'll see where it leads. We start with Andy McCabe, and Rod Rosenstein could be up next. I look forward to the IG's report, very much so. Frank Vernuccio, Editor-in-Chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Great conversation, Frank, as always.
Steve, I look forward to our next one.
Thank you, sir. It is Friday the 13th, 41 after on this Friday. It's cool in a lot of parts of the country, Frank just said, but some places still enjoying summer-like temperatures. I hope you're among those. The Common Sense Hotline that works all the way from here to New Zealand, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. in Lansing.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.